Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters. This is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Jeff Cohen, who's a media critic and lecturer and founding director of the Park Center for Independent Media at Ithaca College, where he's a professor of journalism. His latest book is Cable News Confidential, My Misadventures in Corporate Media. Cohen founded the Media Watch group FAIR, and he's the co-founder of RootsAction.org. Welcome to Background Briefing, Jeff Cohen.
Great to be with you.
And RootsAction.org are offering up a way for people to have what they're advocating is a safe state, swing state voting strategy to signal displeasure with establishment candidates while avoiding the effects of helping to elect the less preferred candidate, which in effect is what happened in Florida in 2000, where you had an environmentalist, Ralph Nader, running against another environmentalist, Al Gore, and those that voted for Nader ended up helping elect an incredible anti-environmentalist who ended up being the most disastrous president in American history, George W. Bush. So obviously people want to avoid that. Tell us the mechanics of your new strategy here.
Yeah, I think the idea is, as you say, to avoid that kind of an issue, but also encourage progressives where it's safe to express their displeasure with Obama policies that were in some ways continuations of George W. Bush's policies, who I won't argue with you might have been the most disastrous president in American history, or certainly one of them. So the plan is simple. There are a dozen swing states, battleground states, close states. Some of them are virtual ties at this moment as we speak. Ohio, Florida, Virginia, New Hampshire, Colorado, Iowa, Nevada, Michigan. They're virtual ties. And so we're encouraging people, even if you have misgivings about Obama, even if you're upset with Obama because he talks about clean coal and safe nukes and fracking, and he's extended some of the bad civil liberties policies of Bush, and he's expanded the military in some ways, cut it back in others, but it's the biggest military budget ever. If you're upset with Obama, because you're progressive, because you care about peace and justice and the environment and equal rights, but you live in one of these dozen close states, we're encouraging you to go vote against the worst candidate, the right-wing Romney-Ryan ticket, because you want to prevent an even worse regime from taking power in January. But if you live in one of the 38 safe states, unswing states, lopsided states, where we know that Romney's way ahead or we know that Obama's way ahead. There we're encouraging voters, and by the way, this proposal is endorsed by people like Daniel Ellsberg and Cornel West and Francis Fox Piven and Noam Chomsky and Hightower and Aaron Reich, Marjorie Cohn. The idea is in those states where it's safe, go forth and express your progressive displeasure with the Obama regime by voting for a Jill Stein of the Green Party, or voting for a Rocky Anderson of the Justice Party, or voting for peace and freedom. There, it's fine in those states. Try to register 500,000, 1 million votes that think that Obama's too corporate, too conservative, too militaristic. Basically, we're taking advantage of our 18th century archaic voting system, which doesn't have a national election. It's state by state, winner take all. And we're telling people in safe states, yes, vote third party, progressive. But in close states, swing states, battleground states, if you have relatives that live in those states and they're on the border, because they think Obama's been disappointing or bad or bad on civil liberties, encourage those people in the close states to defeat the even worse regime. We know Romney Ryan on almost every issue that I've mentioned will be even worse than Obama.
Again, I'm speaking with Jeff Cohen, a media critic and lecturer and founding director of the Park Center for Independent Media at Ithaca College, where he's a professor of journalism. He is the author of Cable News Confidential, My Misadventures in Corporate Media, and he founded the media watch group FAIR, and he's the co-founder of RootsAction.org. He, along with Daniel Ellsberg, Cornel West, Francis Fox Piven, Bob Ehrenreich, Marjorie Cohn, Jim Hightower, and Norman Sullivan, have signed this petition to create a system where people can do what they're describing as safe state, swing state voting strategy to signal displeasure with establishment candidates while avoiding the effect of helping elect the worst possible candidate. In this case, it would be Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan, who would surely, I think, close the deal for corporate America. Yep. He is, after all, an exemplar of the 1%. And since he's got Robert Bork making his judicial appointments, I think you could safely say that would be the end of women's rights.
And keep in mind that RootsAction.org, which has issued this call for progressive strategic voting, we've been critical of Obama week after week after week. And one of the reasons we've been critical of him is a coziness with Wall Street, that Obama's chief of staff originally was Rahm Emanuel, a Wall Streeter, then he was replaced by William Daley, another Wall Streeter, et cetera. That so much of the economic team for Obama was Wall Street. Well, you know what the reality is? As bad as we believe Obama has been on protecting Wall Street over Main Street, Romney is getting, according to the latest figures, for every dollar that Wall Street is giving to Obama, they're giving Romney $4, $5, or $6. So, it's hard to find an issue. As dissatisfied and angry as many of us are with the Obama administration, it's hard to find an issue that Romney Ryan will not be worse on, whether it's warmongering around Iran, you name it, reproductive rights, Supreme Court appointments. So, again, this is an effort to take advantage of our archaic, outdated system. In those safe states like California, yes, vote for Jill Stein of the Green Party if that floats your boat. Express a progressive protest against Obama. But get your friends and relatives who live in the dozen swing states to get out there and defeat the Romney ticket, which is propelled, I listen to talk radio, I found it fair, you know, it's being propelled by a lot of racism, and you don't want to say yes to that. You want to stop Romney Ryan in the dozen swing states while expressing displeasure in the safe states. And I should point out that in Europe, much of Europe where they have advanced voting systems of proportional representation in parliament, all you have to do is get your party a couple percentage points or 3 or 5 percentage points, and they become part of parliament. And in the case of the Green Party in Germany, they become part of the administration sometimes. Well, we don't have that. So if we're trying to put together like a center-left coalition, which you can do in Europe just by running your own party and then forcing the corporate centrist party to come to the left and form a coalition with you, well, we don't have that here. So the only way to have something like a center-left electoral strategy is to say vote left in the 40 safe states, including California, but vote against Romney by voting for Obama if you're in Ohio, Florida, Virginia, New Hampshire, Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Nevada.
Again, the states that are the critical swing states are Colorado, Florida, Iowa, Michigan, Missouri, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Wisconsin.
I've looked at the latest polls right before I got on the phone with you, Ian, and there are about 7 of those states that are basically ties. They're too close to call. They're 2.5% or less dividing the two major parties. In those states, Dan Ellsberg, Noam Chomsky, and the rest of us believe it's a mistake not to get out there and block the right-wing Republicans from winning this election. In those close states, you've got to get out and vote for Obama and oppose Romney. Even if you've criticized Obama, as we have at RootsAction.org, week after week after week, this is the time to act strategically, try to get a big vote for the left where you can in safe states, but block Romney by voting Obama in the dozen swing states. And it's all on our website at RootsAction.org.
And Jeff, if you needed any more evidence, not that one does, about what a disastrous presidency the Romney Ryan would be, if you just go back and in the current context of what just happened, and you're on the East Coast, you've just lived through this massive storm. If you recall what happened in the Republican convention down in Florida, where to a rapt applause, Romney said, "Obama wants to stop the earth from warming and the oceans from rising."
And people laughed.
And they laughed. And he said, but I will help you and your family. Well, you know, the laugh is a little bitter now, I think, given the reality of what's happened. And
well, it's truly shocking. You know, we all have our concerns that Obama doesn't talk about climate change, that Obama's opened up some offshore drilling, that Obama supports fracking, that Obama, up until about a year or so, he was still using the phrase clean coal. As bad as Obama might be on these environmental issues, and I believe he's been pretty bad, Romney will be far worse. Romney will immediately push Keystone through. Romney is always blasting Obama for not doing enough offshore drilling, for not doing enough for fracking our earth in this unsafe way for gas.
He's supported, by the way, by the oil and gas money, almost
inclusive. No doubt. Again, it's like
Chevron just gave the biggest donation a corporation has given in this race. They just gave $2.5 million to Romney and Romney.
And I think you're bringing up a good point, because when I've been discussing with people in swing states what they should do, should they just pretend it's not happening and pretend that there's no difference between Obama and Romney on all these issues where we believe Obama is too corporate, and he is. As you say, Ian, the oil and gas industry is giving almost all of their money to Romney. Wall Street is giving more money to Romney by 4, 5, or 6 to 1 over Obama. And Obama got a lot of that money in 2007 and 8. But most of it's now, almost all of it is now going to Romney. So on these issues where we believe that Obama has put forward a corporate agenda, and he often has, it will be far worse under Romney, and we have it in our power. You know, there are millions of progressives that listen to the stations, Ian, that your program is on. There's millions of people that know that the right-wing Republicans are a threat, and that the Democrats are too corporate and too militaristic as well. For those millions of people, those progressives, we have it in our power to make sure in those swing states that Romney does not win. And we also have it in our power in those safe states to register a protest vote against Obama. To me, it's a win-win. It's a way of making your presidential vote count, whether you live in a swing state or a safe state. It means you do something different in a swing state. You vote Obama than you would in a safe state like California, New York, or Texas, where you vote Jill Stein or a progressive third party. But the strategy remains the same. We defeat the right wing while trying to build up a left protest vote against Obama.
So just in closing, Jeff Cohen, obviously because of the duopoly and our 18th century system of voting where the Electoral College still really rules, there's a couple of things to point out here. One is that if this is such a tight race where Obama may end up winning the Electoral College but be behind in the popular vote, won't you be adding to his deficit in the popular vote?
Yes, and that's fine by me. The key is not to apologize for, lie about what the Obama regime has done these last 4 years. The point is to prevent an even worse right-wing regime from winning, from taking power and taking over the White House. But if Obama is denied a popular vote because a million or so people have voted for candidates to his left, that's the kind of campaign news I want to hear on the day after the election. Frankly, I would love to see 5 million people in safe states voting against Obama. I mean, remember, the problem in 2000 wasn't that the vote wasn't big enough for the center or the left. The problem was that in Florida, it was close enough for the Bush forces to steal. And if there had been this kind of strategy in 2000, where in states like Massachusetts and California, in Texas, progressive groups and unions had endorsed Nader and said, look, we want to get a big vote for Nader here because it won't play any role in the Bush v. Gore issue. But in Florida and Ohio and Pennsylvania, you know, Nader's not campaigning or Nader's not even going to be on the ballot. We could have worked out a center-left strategy in 2000 where the center and left would have defeated the right by millions of votes, and Gore would have beaten Bush, and, you know, Nader would have got the 5% and the millions of dollars in matching funds for the Green Party. I mean, the reality is that we have to take advantage of our bogus system and put together a center-left strategy on our own, and it involves, I don't care if Obama comes up with less of the popular vote, especially if that's because a lot of people voted for Jill Stein of the Green Party or Rocky Anderson in safe states. That would be a great outcome as far as I'm concerned.
It wouldn't be the outcome that the Republicans would advertise, though.
No.
They would say, they. In fact, I don't think they are so invested in their hatred of Obama, and they've already invented his illegitimacy as a Kenyan interloper without a birth certificate who's a Muslim. I mean, you can imagine this country will go through an absolute conniption.
I don't think it's within our... I don't think that should be a number one concern for progressive voters. We know that the right wing is going to use any propaganda advantage. It's going to be hard even for those propagandists to pretend that somehow Obama not winning a popular vote but keeping the White House is somehow worse than when George Bush took the White House after the Florida theft, when he lost the popular vote by millions of votes.
660,000.
Yeah, but he wasn't even close to 50% of the electorate in 2000. So, I mean, I think that would be an incredible feat even for the Republican Party to somehow try to delegitimize Obama because he didn't win the popular vote. The reality is that progressive voters have something to think about, and I think we at RootsAction.org have given a strategy that makes a lot of sense.
Well, Jeff Cohen, I thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Again, I've been speaking with Jeff Cohen, who's a media critic and lecturer and founding director of the Park Center for Independent Media at Ithaca College, where he's a professor of journalism. His latest book is Cable News Confidential, My Misadventures in Corporate Media. He founded the Media Watch group FAIR and is the co-founder of RootsAction.org. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program is available for podcasting and streaming at ianmasters.com, where you can contact me. And the conversation continues at Facebook/IanMastersMedia. And I'll be back again tomorrow at 5 p.m. with another Background Briefing. Bye for now.